Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
This is the new Georgia Dog Podcast on the Bleav Podcast Network.
Doesn't it?
It did.
Wilcox with an up and out. Wide open. Touchdown. Israel Truth.
Snap to Young. Drops back. Pressure from the edges. He throws near sideline. And it's intercepted. Intercepted. Keely Ringo at the 21. Off he goes. 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Near sideline. Breaks a tackle. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. 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 Georgia.
Good evening, neighborhood. How about them dogs?
32, 18. Let the celebration begin.
All right, welcome in. It's the Bleav in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Bleav Network. We're back and better than ever here. Joining me is the state champion himself, fresh off of a sun delay. Not sure what that, well, he explained it to me in text messages last night, but Israel, glad to have you here, man. What's going on? Tell us about what a sun delay is.
Man, it's been good. I probably coached the longest baseball game I've ever been a part of. I've been coaching golf, last couple of years, and our middle school coach asked me to come out of retirement, and Corey said it, we had a sun delay. Those of you who don't know what a sun delay is, it's when the architects that build baseball fields decide that, hey, we're going to put it here, but the sun sets directly behind the pitcher and center field, and the three most important people on the baseball field cannot see the baseball. That would be the hitter, the catcher, and the umpire behind the plate. So we had one of those yesterday. We had to wait about 20 minutes after my catcher was going to catch the ball, completely missed it because he couldn't see it, and hit the umpire in the throat. So I can honestly say that is a first for me. Went right up under the mask and right in between the mask and the chest plate.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I umpired for 1 year when I was in college, and then I did baseball and fast pitch softball, and I did a 11-12-year-old girl's fast pitch game one day, and the catcher was just struggling. Must have been a sun delay, I guess. And she couldn't seem to catch it, and so I caught about four in a row before I had to. I was like, hey, catcher, try catch for these.
Yeah.
Well, I need you to start catching these things.
And we played a team out of Folkston, a middle school team. And how about this? Their baseball coach, was a all SEC softball player by the name of Kylie Bass, if I'm not mistaken. Oh. She plays softball at UGA. I think she just graduated. I just found that out this morning. So Shout out to her. She's got those kids rolling pretty well.
Yeah. Well, Kylie, if you want to talk, we could certainly expand our horizons to softball. Some of our friends over at Believe in Badgers, they just had the all-time leading most successful track and field athlete, Taylor Onman from at Wisconsin. She was an American Ninja Warrior, has all of the Big Ten records in pole vault.
That's impressive.
She won the college edition, and I think she was on there for like three seasons of the regular American Ninja Warrior. So she was, I was listening to her story. She's pretty much a badass. But speaking of badass, our show is presented by Bet Online, and it remains to be your number one source for all of your sports betting needs, from everything from NFL and bowl season to esports. Yeah, you can bet on esports. And the Super Bowl is set. I'm sure we'll, with whatever extra time we have, we will talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. If we have time, but you'll find all the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or any game imaginable. We're the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite leagues and events. So head to betonline.ag to join. Receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use that promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, it's where the game starts, man. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to try a new format here. We're going to go a little bit shorter and try to come to you a little bit more frequently so that you just see us all the time. Right.
Absolutely. And we talk about how my hair is way grayer than I thought it was, and it's really blending in with my shirt at this particular moment.
There you go. It's called coaching middle school kids.
It's called all this wisdom I've acquired over these years.
There you go. Much more wisdom. That's what you bring to the show. You bring all of the wisdom, I tell you. So first things first, man. Like, let's start chronologically. Our boy Stetson, man, he's hustling backwards, man. He had a chance to play in the Senior Bowl, declined, then went on a bender, apparently, in Dallas. So do we need to worry about him at all? Is he just finally unwinding because he can?
Man, let me tell you something. It's one of those things where I could be wrong, but from the report that I heard that he wasn't originally invited to the Senior Bowl, somebody backed out, so then he was invited. Mm-hmm. Don't know how true that is. But if I was him and I wasn't invited the first time, I mean, I completely understand. He's like, nah, I'm good. I'll just go train and, you know, whatever he was doing out in Dallas. Now, here's the thing. Okay, everybody's been waiting on his downfall, you know, ever since the parade deal, and he didn't shake and wave and people in the parade. So everybody's been waiting for something to happen.
People are loving this.
You know, so let's get this straight. Okay. Stetson Bennett did something that most of the people who are trying to crucify him have done. The only difference is you're not Stetson Bennett. You're not in the limelight, things like that. So, I mean, we get it. You know, wasn't like he did anything maliciously. I mean, realistically, he was trying to get home. You know, he kind of knocked on the wrong door, kind of got lost. I mean, he is in Dallas, which is another thing. TCU is also in Dallas, last I checked. So, of course, we got Stetson Bennett. So, of course, he was going to get arrested. And, you know, they're about the same as the APD. You know, so hit first thing in the morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock. So, I mean, am I upset with him? You know, you got to make better decisions. You know, you're grown up. You know, but at the same time, I mean, he's still learning. I mean, who hasn't, you know, done something stupid like that? But I mean, was it malicious? Absolutely not. But of course, people are going to be waiting on his downfall. You know, 2-time national champion. People felt like he shafted people at the parade. So obviously those so-called fans were just waiting on something to happen. And within a week later, there it
is. They got their wish. Yeah. So. Man, I just hate the timing of it, though, man. Like, you know, you're preparing for the draft. You're already your draft stock is already being questioned. Not sure why. I mean, he's only one of the most top performing quarterbacks in this draft. I mean, he's more polished and more decorated than Anthony Richardson and Will Levis, who are surefire top 10 quarterbacks, according to draft experts and mock drafts. But, you know, so he's already coming in as a day 3 prospect. I mean, I hate it for the timing because, you know, unfortunately, these draft analysts, these scouts, these team personnel are just looking for things to ding you on, and this is going to be one of those unfortunate things where there's going to be two or three teams that go, okay, Stetson, we were looking at you, but boop, not anymore. So, and that just comes with the territory. I mean, they're going to pick you apart. They're going to pick apart every decision. I'm sure there was a team out there that didn't like the fact that he was playing DJ at the parade and looked like he was on his phone the whole time. But you know, you never know what these guys are thinking. So, I mean, he just go out there, have a good showing at the combine. Go out there, have a good showing at your pro day, and everything will be fine. I still think it'll be a good day three. He may, with a good pro day, he may sneak into day two. Somewhere that there'll be a team that takes a chance on him. And he could set himself up to be the next, I mean, I'm not saying he's going to be so, but I could see him being the next version of Brock Purdy, like a day three guy that sneaks in there with an injury or two. And if he gets in a good system, he could thrive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, there's nothing, you know, that he can't do. And at the end of the day, Stetson never have to worry about a job ever from the simple fact of he's Stetson Bennett. You know, he has a degree. He's graduated from Georgia. And I mean, he'll be able to get a job anywhere. So if this thing doesn't work out, I mean, he's going to be fine. You know, let the kid be a kid. I mean, he's 25 years old, right? Now you can say he's an adult or however you want to look at it, but I mean, he's still occasionally playing football. He's been in this bubble for forever. I mean, let him enjoy himself. You know, they try to compare him to, you know, the whole Johnny Manziel deal. But at the end of the day, he's not Johnny Manziel. You know,
No. I mean, he likes to have fun.
You know, I mean, he's a kid. He was out in Dallas having a good time. I mean, I don't understand what's wrong with that.
He likes to have fun. I mean, anybody could get popped. You and I could get popped. Like, I could go to Dallas and enjoy myself and overindulge and walk out. And next thing you know, I'm coming out of the Dallas police station in a hoodie, sneaking out. But, you know, I mean, I hate the timing of it. Hopefully in the future, his friends will be there for him a little bit. And let's just put this in the rear view. So,
yeah, it's been a bad couple of weeks for Georgia, man, with the, you know, the whole accident. And, mm-hmm. you know, Rock Thomas had his deal the other night. And lo and behold, a couple of days later, here's Stetson. So, my guys at UGA, please, please, please. I know everybody's excited. You know, spring now, it's springtime, and Corey, you've been at Georgia like I am during springtime. You know what goes on during the spring. Yeah. Guys, let's be smart. Let's make smart decisions. Yeah. I mean, we're building something great, and we need everybody to be a part of it.
Absolutely, and be part of the problem. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I was going to say, don't be part of the problem. That's what I meant to say. But I had marbles in my mouth. So speaking of
passion, drive, and patience, the formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Not so great news for the University of Georgia. There's rumors that Todd Monken, well, it's not great for Georgia because he did such a good job that we hate to see him go, but he's interviewed reportedly for 3 offensive coordinator jobs, the Ravens, the Bucks, and I think he interviewed for the Jets. There's another one out there. He might end up, before it's all said and done, interviewing out in Dallas. And wouldn't be surprised if he interviewed at Tennessee as well. So, but he's a hot commodity in the offensive coordinator, NFL coaching world. Not surprised by that. He's been in that league before. He's been with the Bucks. He's actually been somewhat successful with Tampa Bay. I think having Dirk Cutter as his mentor was not a great situation for him. And then the disaster in Cleveland was, you know, Freddie Kitchens. That whole experiment was just, let's just say that was an utter cluster. So he's back at it again. I don't blame him for going to the NFL. He's not really been much to recruit anyway. I don't think he likes the whole dog and pony show of recruiting.
Yeah.
I think his ultimate goal was to 2-3 year plan, come to Georgia, be the offensive coordinator, hopefully parlay that back into the league, which looks like it's happening now, but he won us two national championships. So I can't really be mad at the guy.
No, absolutely not. And you know, the schedule for the NFL is way different than college. You know, like you said, I don't think he does the whole recruiting deal. I think that may be a part of his contract, cause I really hadn't seen him on the road or anything like that. And you know, Coach Monken doesn't really strike me as a big people person as far as the social media world wants people to be, you know, no. If they're a coach. So, I think it's great for him. You know, I hate to lose him, you know, with you saying that he may go to Dallas, that makes me feel a little bit better. Cause we dang sure need one, but you know, with him,
you mean you don't want a guy that lines up Ezekiel Elliott as a center?
Oh geez. No,
I bet you did you put that play in your book for next year?
Absolutely not. I'd get fired. We saw what happened to Kellen Moore. I'd get fired for that one. But he, you know, he deserves it. You know, he's won 2 national titles. I mean, you've seen how the offense evolved from year 1 to year 3. So, I mean, he's done a phenomenal job. He deserves it. And, you know, like I said, like I was going to, but the schedule for the NFL is, you know, when you're done, you're done. Like, there's no recruiting. There's no film, you know, that you have to watch on a kid or anybody bring you anything. It is when you're done Tuesday, 5 o'clock, you're done. And you get to go home, you know. So the recruiting aspect of it, I think the schedule of the NFL, you know, is really cool for him. You know, he's been in that structure before, so you know, that might be appealing to him. But at the same time, I mean, you are 2-time national champion, which means the money's coming in.
The money, you know, is definitely coming in.
I'm looking at, you know, hotel prices for next year, you know, because we always choose a game to go to. And I'm like, yeesh, man, you know, so, you know, when you win, great things happen. So if we can, you know, I hope we can keep him. You know, he likes winning. So he's going to pick a winning program to go to. He loves Georgia. You know, he's actually said that in his press conferences. So hopefully we can make some shape and keep him. I know the coordinator word ain't as big as the head coaching world of college football, but, you know, I think Georgia can pay him. You know, I think Nick Saban did a really good job of keeping guys like the Lane Kiffins and Steve Sarkisians of the world, because he paid them, you know, when they were his coordinator. So I think we can match it. I think we can do it. So if we keep him, great. If he doesn't, he goes on, you know, to the NFL, and he's going to do great things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if he gets that offer, he's gone. This situation doesn't strike me as being about the money. And I think these NFL teams can match So I'm excited about the possibility of, you know, maybe doing a co-situation where we hire somebody kind of the same token as Buster Faulkner to come in and help Bobo. And just have, you know, I think you're seeing that a lot more frequently in college football where you have these like these extremely veteran guys like a Mike Bobo or like, you know, like a Steve Ensminger with Joe Brady at LSU and situations like that where you have a veteran guy who's been around for a little while. You have that knowledge and that wisdom, and then you have the young guy that kind of keeps you innovative and does a lot more of the recruiting. And, you know, you have Will Muschamp and Glenn Schumann, you know, tag team and on the defensive side of the ball. So wouldn't shock me if you saw something like that, maybe like a, you know, maybe a Brian McClendon, Mike Bobo tag team effort, and yeah, then hire an analyst to kind of be behind the scenes, let Bobo do his thing with the quarterbacks. I hear he's pretty good with that. So I would like to see that. Maybe there's a call down to Atlanta and say, hey, Buster, would you consider like making a U-turn here and coming back up the road? Yeah, would you consider coming back? And so his son's a quarterback at North Oconee, so he may consider that.
Yeah,
being closer to home.
I think that's a great deal. You know, I saw a couple of tweets that I've been so busy. You know, I hadn't tweeted a whole lot, but you know, people upset with Bobo. I'm like, you do realize Bobo still has the highest scoring average, you know, at Georgia right now. So, you know, when he came through, he was evolving. He's grown. You know, and people talk about his stops. Well, look at the people he's had around him. You know, the players he's had around him at his stops. He was at Colorado State. He was at South Carolina when they were down. He was also at Auburn, which we all know how Auburn was during that particular day.
Yeah, the Brian Harsin, Mike Bobo marriage was a weird one to start.
So, I mean, it's one of those deals to where, all right, what's going to make you guys happy? We just gave you two national championships. So what other offensive coordinator, you know, is doing, you know, what we did at Georgia? Nobody, really, in the grand scheme of it. Nobody's Buster. Done.
if it works for Will Muschamp, it's got to work for both. Like, both of them came to the analyst route, got rejuvenated. Like, Bobo is probably a little bit fresher now. He had some health problems that contributed. I think he got burned out a little bit. He might be refreshed a little bit being back in Athens. If Kirby trusts him, hey, who am I to say I don't trust him? Like,
absolutely. You got two head coaches, you know, pretty successful head coaches on your staff that were analysts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They chose to be in it. It's not like they just, all right, well, like, not when you go to the school of head coaching, you know, for Nick Saban, because you have to, you know, they did it because they wanted to, you know, they chose to come back, you know, come back home essentially because both of them are alone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's a good deal. I think he's been loyal. I think he's done a really good job of helping Monk and helping with the offense. I mean, he's filling out, you know, defensive cards, you know, things like that, you know, doing everything he can to show that he's bought in. So, I mean, I think I'd give it Bobo, you know.
I mean, he's contributing to meetings. I mean, you know, Munkin's given him a ton of credit for some of the schemes that they've rolled out there in certain games, in certain situations. So, like, it's not like he's just sitting there drawing up cards and doing nothing else. I mean, he's contributing to the scheme. He's contributing to the game planning. He's going to be somebody that makes sure that Brock Bowers is fed.
Yes.
Let's be honest. Like, he's not stupid. Like,
he fed
the ball to 19.
And he fed AJ Green. I mean, Morris King, you know, he fed those guys who were an intricate part of our offense, you know, during that time. So, I mean, obviously he knows how to get the ball to his playmakers, you know. So,
and he did it with less heralded quarterbacks outside of Matt Stafford.
Yeah. And those people who are upset, have you ever tried to come up with a game plan? You know, everybody can be Twitter warriors, you know, but unless you're in there and you know what to do, how to do it, I mean, everybody can be couch coaches.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everybody's going to sit there and point to the Auburn experience and the South Carolina experience and say, oh, well, whatever. He had a GA as a quarterback at South Carolina. Let's be real about that.
There. What weapons did he have on offense in South Carolina or Auburn for that matter?
He was like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. It just wasn't going to happen.
South Carolina. I mean, at Colorado State, they were doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. They're putting up some numbers. I mean, their defense was pretty bad. I think overall program management, he was starting to slip because his health was declining. But I mean, they were starting to do a pretty good job there, and had his health not just gone off a cliff, I think they would have been pretty good in the Mountain West. It was a weird hire, a weird spot for him out west in Colorado. I don't think it was a good fit for him. It was a weird fit. I mean, I think he was starting to do well, but I still think it was a weird fit just because it almost seemed like he was a fish out of water. But I still think, despite all of that, I still think he did a good job out there at Colorado State.
Really good job. I think he'll do good for us too. You know, obviously
he'll be great for us.
I mean, a lot of trust in too. So
yeah. I mean, he's got talent. He's got things to work with. I mean, his concepts are solid. I mean, his offense has played hard at South Carolina. There were some things that they had that they couldn't hit because they couldn't protect. But they had some things. He was well schemed up when they played against us. They just it was like a youth team playing against your Ware County Gators. I mean, the talent disparity was far too the Grand Canyon in between talent between both teams was too much to overcome. So that, I mean, people don't realize how much of a factor that plays in football.
Absolutely. I mean, some of his concepts, you know, I've used it within my offense, and we played for state championship two out of the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So it works, man. It works, you know, it works. And talent is a huge deal. And if talent is equal, scheme is going to go. That's why the NFL is such a coach's league, because the talent is so equal on either side. Like, if you don't have the, you know, unless you're San Francisco and you lose your entire quarterback room. Like, I don't know what, I don't know what was going on in that room. I don't know what kind of bad juju they had going on in that room. Man, that was
Harris is up, but well, you're number two at this point. Well, no, you're number three because both of you were running too hurt.
No, he's your number three.
Number four gets a concussion in the middle of the game.
So your number three, who just tore his UCL, has to come back into the game. He can't throw.
Just hand it off.
That game was doomed from the start, man.
Somebody over there in San Francisco ain't living right. No, somebody on that
their
side.
Quarterback coach did something wrong to the football gods.
That's Brian Greasy.
He did something wrong. Holy cow, man. I don't know what's going on there. But I guarantee you that they're going to be more diligent in who they sign as their number four. That's for dang sure. Mm-hmm. And it ain't going to be Josh Johnson. Yeah. Poor guy. He's played for almost every team. Like, he should get signed. But if he gets signed by, like, three more teams, I think he will have played for the entire league.
Yeah, there's a lot going on over there. I wonder who they'll take. They got to get a quarterback. That's first and foremost.
They'll sign a veteran. I think Trey Lance is still the future there. They'll sign a veteran guy to come in and back up because, you know, Trey Lance has injury concerns. I think they're done with Jimmy G.
Oh yeah, I think Jimmy G's done with them too.
Yeah, I think well, he's
they
done.
Pretty much threw him out and then was like, "We're sorry. Can you please come back?"
Yeah, and then he started winning again. Then Jimmy G went Jimmy G and got hurt again. Yeah.
There it is.
I'm going to be starting that.
One thing about, you know, with everything being equal, you know, when your guy goes down and there ain't an equal guy behind him, it ain't good.
Yeah, it's bad.
No matter who you got around you, at least in college, you know, there's a day, you know, there's a balance of, you know, what we do and how we do it. But in the NFL, if you ain't got that guy, it ain't good.
No, it's not. Well, what is good, what is much better is our basketball program. I haven't been watching as much as I usually do at this time of year because, you know, when football's over, that's when I really kind of focus on basketball. But Georgia was 81-78 overtime winners against South Carolina in the last stop. Up next is Georgia. They were down by 10 late in the second half, went on a 10-point run. Cario Aquindo. He had 8 points down the stretch. And it was one of those back and forth games. And then Georgia pulled it out, man. Had some guys, Terry Roberts, Frank Anselm. I think that's how you say it. Aquindo all had double digit points. Joshuan Holt finished with 8 points, but he helped on the defensive side of the ball. He had a team high 5 steals. So one of the things that you've noticed with this Georgia team is the intensity on the defensive end of the floor, which was severely lacking. I think we're starting to kind of figure it out on the offensive end. I think some games were hotter than others. That just comes with playing in a new system. But defensively, on the boards, it's been a massive, massive improvement. And I think that's why we're so competitive in a lot of these games and winning games that last year we would be up and end up losing, or we would end up if this game happened last year, A, wouldn't have gone to overtime, and B, probably would have been a blowout. So defensive intensity, man, that's been the biggest key so far.
I think the biggest thing, that our kids look like they're having fun. Yeah. You know, like you said, I've missed a couple of games that I was actually tuned into the other day, and I'm having to watch Hucklemelon. But we're playing defense. And you know, what does that do? That brings up morale. That gets, you know, fast break points, things like that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's huge. You know, what our basketball program's doing, you know, it seems to be exciting. The kids seem to be having fun. You know, they got a little bounce in their step. You know, so I think this is a good move, good hire. And it's only going to get better, you know, because, I mean, once that train starts rolling, everybody sees the change that is going on. You know, it's just going to bring more and more excitement, which also brings more and more top-notch recruits. And with the transfer portal, of course, you know, you're going to steal a couple of guys, you know, the portal as well.
That you don't usually get. Yeah, no
doubt. Because they like where that program's going, the direction that we're going in.
Well, it keeps getting more exciting. We take on Auburn tomorrow night, actually, as we record. We travel down to Auburn. Auburn's still ranked 25th. Beat them 76-64 earlier. Earlier in the month, in one of our first conference games. You know, again, with Auburn, when you play against Auburn, it's about the guards. Wendell Green, 13.6 per game. KD Johnson, which we know him well. So I think defensively, you got to limit what they can do, make things tough on them, force them laterally, force them into shots and get hands in their face. You know, I think Super Cario, if he can get going, I think he's a force. But, you know, with Georgia, they just got to take smart shots, take the ball to the rack, and just, you know, keep up the intensity. Be intense on the defensive side of the ball and get in a rhythm offensively. And I think we go for that season sweep here.
I think if we keep playing good basketball down the stretch, I think it's the first time in a long time that I'm excited about the SEC tournament. I think if we keep playing well, you know, we get a good seed. With this group right here and the way we're playing, you never know what happened. So I'm excited, man. This is the first time, I think, since we've been going the last four, what we've been going
last
for,
3 years. Yeah, about 3 years.
I've actually been excited for Georgia basketball team. So
yeah, we've been bad since you and I have known each other.
So it's been a long time coming. You know, I think, you know, my man Josh made a phenomenal hire. I think he's taking this program, you know, I think he's seen what was wrong with it and, you know, kind of molded it into, all right, what are the solutions instead of naming all the problems? You know, one of our problems was defense. All right, what is the solution to it? You know, it's always been a solution to everything, to every step that we've taken this year. And I'm loving it.
Absolutely. I'm loving it as well. Well, the game tips off at 7 tomorrow night on the or actually tonight, because you're going to see this live on Wednesday morning. But tips off tonight on the SEC Network. Going to watch that. But with our new model, we got about 1 minute left to go in the show. Things are going to start to look up for Georgia Athletics. I think baseball is much improved. Baseball is getting ready to launch. But we are the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Believe Network. We thank you for joining us. Please find us anywhere you find your podcast, whether it be SiriusXM app, Apple, Spotify, anywhere you can find that. Find us on the YouTube channel. Like us, subscribe us, find us on social media at TroopStar28, at CoachBurton36 on Twitter. The same handle at TroopStar28 on Instagram. For me, it is Coach Corey Burton. and then at Believe in Dogs on all social media platforms. So be on the lookout for that. But we are the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast, presented by betonline.ag on the Believe Network. Thank you for watching. We'll see you back here next time. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big.